Welcome to Grad Audio, brought to you by Study Trust, Van Schaick Publishers, Capitec, and me, Ruda Landman. Grad Audio goes with a booklet called Grad, which can be downloaded for free on the same platform where you found this podcast. There's also a workbook to help you digest the content. Grad was originally meant as a support for first-year students at university, but most of the content is relevant to anyone who is studying. It is loosely organized according to the four terms of the academic year, but you can dip in and out as you wish. The chapters don't build on each other. In this episode, we talk about something very basic that can wreck both your budget and your health: managing food. How do you feed yourself on a very small budget? It can be very difficult, and some young people find it almost overwhelming. Let's see how it can be done. And here I want to thank Edelweiss Wenzel Viljoen, a nutritionist who contributed most of this content. The first very important principle is that your body needs a combination of different foods. To make things easier, you should choose foods based on solid dietary guidelines. Eat a variety of foods, make healthy, starchy foods such as brown or whole wheat bread, maize meal, samp, rice, pasta, part of most meals. And by the way, stay away from refined starch like white bread and cookies, empty calories which will only make you fat. Eat plenty of vegetables and fruit every day. Remember that the tops of veggies like beetroot are very healthy and can be added to soups and stews. Eat dry beans, split peas, lentils, and soya regularly. They can be canned, like baked beans, or eaten as soya mince, all cooked from scratch. Have Mars, milk, or yogurt every day, even if it's just a little in your coffee or tea. Fish, chicken, lean meat, eggs can be eaten daily. Drink lots of clean water. And eat fats sparingly. Try not to buy fatty takeaway foods. Use salt sparingly. And avoid foods that are high in salt. Too much salt can lead to high blood pressure. Use sugar sparingly and avoid food and drinks that are high in sugar. It is actually far better not to have any sugar or sugar-sweetened beverages at all. And remember to be active. Get some exercise. Walk to class. Walk around the block. There's a very handy table in the text version and the workbook of Grad, which will give you some broad guidelines for the quantities that you need every day in starchy foods, veggies, fruit, dry beans and split peas, etc., fish, chicken, lean meat, Mars, milk, yogurt. And then there's also a note, have some oil available for frying food like veggies, eggs, fish or whatever. Sugary foods like sweets and soft drinks will give you a quick burst of energy and then leave you feeling exhausted. They contain no nutrients to feed the cells of the body. They will eat up your available money and might even make you fat, but they won't make you healthy and full. Each of you will find your own solution to the problem of eating correctly and eating enough. But here are some pointers from other students who have walked this road. Many universities have support systems for students who need help in this regard. Wits University in Johannesburg, for example, has dining halls with reasonably priced meals. The University of the Free State has a bursary scheme called No Student Hungry. The University of Johannesburg has a feeding program that provides meals. Go to the student support office and ask. Another idea is to find a few friends and to buy and or cook together. It is cheaper to buy 24 tins of fish that you can share than to buy one at a time, for example. If you have storage space, buy the basics at the beginning of the term. Things like rice, oil, maize meal, coffee, tea, sugar, dried beans, soup powder, etc. And if there are people selling loose fruit and vegetables on the pavement near where you are, go there to shop rather than using the chain stores. It's cheaper. And if you're worried that the CBD may be dangerous, take a couple of friends along. Take only cash, stashed in small amounts in different pockets. Don't make yourself a target. Buy a few tomatoes, a few onions, green beans, carrots, and potatoes. They will last a few days and cost very little. Add a packet of meat, sausages, stewing meat, mince, rice or pap, and you have a meal. If you have access to a fridge or freezer, cook some sugar beans or lentils and keep them cool. They make a good meal when eaten with bread or rice and a fried onion. Drink water, tea and coffee, not expensive, sugary, soft drinks. If you have never cooked for yourself, try and team up with someone who has. Watch and learn. Such lessons last a lifetime. If you have to cook for yourself and you have no experience, the basics are easy. Buy one solid cooking pot rather than a number of thin, cheap ones. Slice or chop some onion, fry it in oil. Add your meat, fry it until it's browned on all sides. Add vegetables cut into chunks. Add some water, perhaps with a spoonful of soup powder or stock, and some salt. Close the pot, turn the heat down, cook for half an hour to 40 minutes. Stir now and again so that it doesn't burn. And there you will have a very good meal. You could also get a Wonder Bag. This looks like a fancy pillow with a hole in the middle for your pot. Cook your meal as described, and once the pot has started to boil, put it in the Wonder Bag to cook on its own. If you do that before you go to class in the morning or even at lunchtime, you will have a cooked meal for supper. You could, of course, also make use of a slow cooker. Over time, you will become more confident and start enjoying cooking. There are thousands of recipes on the internet. Play around with them. That was episode 5 of Grad Audio. Remember, you can download the text version for free on the same platform where you found this podcast, and also look at the workbook that you'll find there. It's really practical. Next time, we turn our attention to the nitty-gritty of studying, managing information, listening, reading, speaking, writing. Do join us again. Until then, go well. Hambani kahle. Moi loop.